Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're hearing their sounds of protesters taking to the streets in Mexico earlier this month. Protesters are out across the country expressing their outrage over increases in gas prices, just one of several problems that the country is facing, from corruption scandals to a plummeting peso that hit record lows last week. Meanwhile, the president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has seen his popularity plummet. It's now down below 25%. On top of it all is the question of President-elect Donald Trump north of the border and what effect his elections will have on the economy in Mexico. Elizabeth Malkin is Mexico correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.
What's been interesting here is just spontaneously how widespread the protests are across the country. On Saturday, for example, there was a protest in Mexico City and a much bigger one in Mexico's second city of Guadalajara. There was another protest again here yesterday. There are protests on the border. It's really been quite widespread. By and large, people are genuinely angry and upset, not only about the gas price rises. It's kind of a symbol of everything people have been upset about for some time now.
And let's talk about all those other economic factors that are part of the mix here. Gas prices are rising, as you mentioned. The peso is tanking. And it sounds like the people in the streets may feel like they're under the kind of economic pressure that makes it hard for them to do the regular activities of daily living.
It's more than just that. What it is the sense that they're being asked to sacrifice, and the president has appealed for unity. Yesterday, he announced an agreement to ease the burden on ordinary families, and yet there was really nothing concrete in it. So people are being asked to sacrifice, but there's a sense that politicians have continued in their corrupt ways. Mexico has seen a number of corruption scandals that have cost hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. People are saying, wait a minute, we're being asked to sacrifice. The prices of our ordinary lives are going up that we have to pay. And yet the government seems to be unwilling to do anything about all the money that's been stolen.
Those of us on the outside looking in, of course, from north of the border, always tend to look at economic and political strife in Mexico through the lens of immigration. We've got a new president coming in. Net immigration now is negative, more people leaving the United States than coming in. But how are people in Mexico digesting their own economic situation when their economic relationship with the United States may be changing?
Well, there's a great deal of anxiety here about the Trump presidency. The question is really, how far will he go in keeping his promises, his campaign promises? Because if he does, that will have a huge impact on Mexico, especially renegotiating or even tearing up the North American Free Trade Agreement, which has brought a lot of investment to Mexico and has created jobs. These aren't jobs that always pay as much as they should, but they are solid jobs. They're often much better jobs than many of the informal jobs that people take here. And last week, we saw an announcement that Ford would cancel a planned new assembly plant here. Now, it's unclear really how much President-elect Trump's threats and bullying on Twitter was the reason for that. It also has to do with the market for small cars. Mexico's really become a center for producing small cars. And if, you know, we see more of that, that's a great, great concern to Mexicans.
Elizabeth Malkin, Mexico correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.